We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coach Brian Billick joining us courtesy of our friends at X-Tech Pads. Coach, how you been?
How long you be visiting us?
I'm done. Hey, I'm doing great.
Talk to you. So this time of year, it's kind of like Groundhog Day, and we talk about the optimism in camp. So when you're a coach, what are you looking for right now in camp? Are you looking to see what the veterans can do, or more so what's going to fill out the rest of your roster?
Well, it's a combination of both. It's two-pronged. One, you got to find out what kind of talent you have. The last thing you want to do is let a good young player leave your building, leave your organization, simply because maybe it was a little big for him to begin with. Maybe he hadn't processed the offense or defense quite as much, but he has the ability to play. So you're very focused on putting the young players in a position to find out whether they can play or not. And then, of course, you're also having to integrate the team as a whole, putting together the different schemes, making sure the groups offensively and defensively with the veterans are beginning to mesh and build that cohesiveness you're looking for. So it's a two-pronged approach every day at practice, every game.
Last night, and one of the questions was, how do I think the Packers offense is going to be? And then I had to pause for a second and think about it, and I think, okay, what changed? Other than the fact they got a new head coach and they're bringing in a new scheme, and I think Aaron Rodgers is going to come back with kind of a chip on his shoulder and try to elevate everybody around him, what changed? So my question to you is, how much better do you think this offense will be with a new scheme and a new focus?
Well, like you say, as long as you got Aaron Rodgers, you're going to be fine. And regardless of what the refocus may be offensively, you know, at the end of the day, we're all doing the same thing. You really are. So it's just a matter in terms of some of the approach, the balance. I'm sure Aaron has a very strong hand in what they're doing right now, as Coach LaFleur came in, and if you're smart, you're going to integrate what is going to eventually be a Hall of Fame quarterback. So I don't know that you're going to see a lot of changes that. The biggest thing might be the tempo. I think he'd like to do a little bit more no huddle. I don't know if we'll see that in preseason necessarily, but I think once the regular season starts, I think you'll see an offense that is much more integrated into Aaron Rodgers in terms of the tempo of what they want to do.
When you have a because right now the Packers have the Houston Texans in camp and they're doing some practices against them, do you find much when you practiced against another team, or was it better just to kind of stay focused on your own thing and get your own stuff done?
Yeah, you don't spend any time. I'm up at the Ravens camp right now, and they're playing or practicing against the Jacksonville Jaguars in front of their preseason game on Thursday with the Jaguars. And in visiting with the players, they haven't even looked at film. They have no idea what they're going to face in the Jaguars. It's just a new scheme. You practice what you're going to practice. It's against other bodies, which is good. That will energize a little bit, and you just are going to adjust to whatever they're going to do, whether it's zone, man, pressures, non-pressures, whatever the kind of front is, which is a good thing, because now that's going to test you. That's going to test your understanding of what you're doing a little more than the scripted practices that you're used to running when you're still facing each other.
Packers picked up Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Adrian Amos for the secondary, all defensive pieces. They needed a bolster. This defense got better last year under Mike Pettine. How much better do you expect it to be this year with some of the new pieces they've added?
Well, I think better just from the standpoint, I think of the starting point they're at right now. Of course, Coach Pettine coached me in Baltimore. He's an excellent coach. He will have a better feel for what his players can do, how they'll fit up, how the different groups will interact. And they'll have, whether it's the pacing, whether it's the installation schedule, just that familiarity will move them along. They're much further ahead today, all but, what is it, a week and a half, 2 weeks into camp, than they were last year at this time.
Coach, I got to ask you, now you get a chance to challenge calls, pass interference and such, after what we saw in the New Orleans-LA Rams game this past offseason, or this past postseason. Do you like the new rule? Do you like this addition? Or do you think it's going to be completely conjecture and it's going to go back to trying to define what the hell a catch is?
Yeah, I don't like it. I think it's got a lot of pitfalls to it. I think it's going to slow the game down. Of course, now in the Hall of Fame game, it was fine. because it was one game. Al Riveron was right there, and it was very efficient. But when you have a whole slate of games, the ambiguity between trying to explain now what is pass interference, what isn't pass interference, I think it's going to open up a Pandora's box for the officials and the league as a whole. They'll work through it. They'll get it worked out. But like you said, it used to be you got to know what you don't know. It used to be one thing I know I don't know was what a catch is. Well, now I don't know what pass interference is. So we'll see.
Before I let you go, the NFC North, everybody seems to think the Bears have the most talent. The Vikings have the most pressure. The Packers have not missed the postseason in 3 years in a row in a long, long time since prior to even Brett Favre. Who are you looking at this year coming out of the NFC North?
Well, I think it's going to be very competitive. Like you said, Minnesota's having to carry around a little bit of a pressure. They're still very good, make no mistake. They're looking for Kirk Cousins to take them to that next level, along with what should, again, be a good defense. Chicago on paper looks like they could be very good. That number one defense, it's all about Mitchell Trubisky, isn't it? Can he take that next step now in year three in terms of solidifying himself as that go-to quarterback when they need him? I think Detroit is still going to try to kind of find itself. And the Packers, again, you start with Aaron Rodgers. That's a pretty good place to start. I think it's going to come down to a three-horse race team in terms of them, Minnesota, and Chicago, therefore making those head-to-head games even that much more important.
Coach, I'm going to let you go, but before we do, I want to mention X-Tech Pads because you guys have made serious headway into the NFL. You're now into many locker rooms, and you're getting it done, and it's all because of this remarkable pad from X-Tech.
Yeah, it is. With the XRD technology, I'm very proud of what we've done at X-Tech. We're the number one pad in the National Football League right now, obviously in better than 300 colleges, replete through teams like Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Baylor, Wisconsin, and now all the way down to the high school level. If you're going to have a young person that's going to play in this game where we've taken the head out of the game, rightfully so, puts a higher premium on the pads, you got to put in the X-Tech pads. I got two grandsons. And if they want to play, I guarantee you, they're going to be at X-Tech Pads.
All they got to do is go to xtech.com and put in the promo code COACH. Go to xtechpad.com and put in the promo code COACH for 10% off your next pad order. Coach, always great to talk to you. We'll talk to you throughout the season. Thanks, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Sounds good.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Brian Billick, a Super Bowl-winning head coach with the Baltimore Ravens, now with the NFL Network. In for X-Tech shoulder pads. Again, go to xtechpads.com. That's xtechpads.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.